礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他跟美国同事 Amy 一起喝下午茶。
陈豪， you've been attending a lot of business dinners lately. Didn't your team go out again last night with the clients?
没错啊，我老板 Mr. Brown 决定请客人到附近刚开张的那家法国餐馆去吃饭。
How did it go?
饭菜的味道确实不错，可是啊，有个客人很失态。
What do you mean?
首先，他点的菜啊，都是菜单上价钱最贵的。
What did the others do?
其他人点的都是中等价位的，我也一样。
This client sounds as if she could use some business etiquette training. Unless Mr. Brown suggested that you all order certain pricey dishes, she should have chosen something moderately priced.
我觉得也是啊，除非主人坚持，否则客人应该点一些普通的菜才对。
It's rude to take advantage of your host like that. This client is not very savvy about business dining.
Savvy? 什么意思啊？
Savvy means having knowledge and experience.
这客户啊，确实不懂礼貌，而且还不止这些呢。
Let's go back to the office now. You can tell me on the way.
陈豪和 Amy 两个人一起往回走。
So, there is more to this story?
那客人不仅点的菜都是最贵的，而且一道菜都不落。
Like what?
从汤开始啊。然后是头台、沙拉、主菜，最后还有特制的甜点，一样不少。
What did everyone else do?
Mr. Brown 虽然吃的很少，但是也只好跟着他一道菜一道菜的点。
He was doing the correct thing as host by ordering the same as his client.
作为主人一定要这么做吗？
When someone orders appetizers or other dishes in addition to the entree, it is polite for others to order the same courses.
那又为什么呢?
That keeps the pace of the dinner even and avoids the awkwardness of one person eating a course by his or herself.
如果别人要是没有点汤的话，那客户自己吃的时候一定觉得很尴尬。
At an informal dinner, some people have soup, while others may select a different appetizer to have at the same time. Everyone should have an equal number of courses.
那作为请客的主人，在饭桌上能做些什么呢?
Simple. The host can say,Why don't we all have an appetizer? Or, he could ask, would anyone like something to start with?
这样一来，你就能知道自己是不是唯一想点头台的人了。
Right. If no one else has a starter course, then you don't either.
你真应该给昨天那个客人好好上一课。